Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Edge God In Bible study. My name is Dr. Stella Chavu, and our subject today is Understanding and Managing Temptation, a Lesson Learned from Lent. My co-hosts, Lauren and I, share weekly podcasts based on God's Word and help you identify and become stronger in your personal relationship with Christ. For more information on Edge God In, programs and services, just go to edgegodin.com. So the subject today is temptation. Temptation is defined as something that causes a strong urge or desire to have or do something, especially something bad, wrong, or unwise. A common saying that's been used to justify our temptation is, "The devil made me do it." But does the devil really make us do it? 1 Peter 5:8 tells us that your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. This temptation of the devil and this devilment started from the beginning of our creation, when the serpent tempted Adam and Eve in the garden, and we were brought sin and death into the world. And it's continuing throughout our humanity. Lent is so important in that this tradition brings about an example of the trickery that the devil would even do with Jesus, and he did during the 40 days Jesus spent fasting in the desert before becoming a public ministry. But how does Satan appear, and does he really make us sin? John 8:44 tells us that the devil was a murderer from the beginning and did not stand in truth, because there is no truth in him. It tells us that he is a liar and that he speaks in the carrier because he is a liar and the father of lies. This tells us that the devil's business is to capture our souls. Scripture also tells us that Satan can never make us do anything because we have free will and a choice. But he can, however, tempt us and lure us into sin. And it's because of our original sin that we fall vulnerable to temptation. He can even appear as an angel of light, trying to fool us. You can find that in 2 Corinthians 11:14. But we must remember that Satan is the prince of this world. But Jesus assures us in John 16:33, "Fear not, for I have overcome this world." So guess what? We win. Because God is in control. Now, the reason I titled this Bible study, Understanding and Managing Temptations, A Lesson Learned from Lent, is because it shows the degree to which the devil will go to even tempt Jesus. Jesus was driven by the Spirit into the desert and remained there for 40 days without eating. He lived among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. But Satan even tries to tempt Jesus in the desert 3 times, seeking to compromise his obedience and attitude toward God. So let's think about that. How many times have we been in reflection, meditation, or fasting for Christ, and something mindfully, clutter, junk, got into our brain and distracted us and takes us away from what the angels are ministering to us and what God is wanting us to do? There are 3 temptations that Christ faced in the wilderness, and these temptations are quite similar to the battles that we as Christians face. These temptations led and prevent 3 main characteristics. It prevents us to think, to wish, and feel. It gets inside our mind, soul, and our heart, and we must learn how to fight those. So what was the first temptation? Jesus' first temptation was hunger and satisfaction. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell those stones to become bread." But Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." The second temptation was spectacular and throwing might. The tempter said, "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. And the third temptation was materialism or kingdom and wealth. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in splendor. And he said to Jesus, I will give you all these if you just bow down and worship me. And Jesus answered, it is also written, do not put the Lord thy God to the test. These are such familiar situations, and we may not understand or necessarily see that as Satan actually doing that, like we was, which was so vividly demonstrated in the Bible, but he is. He's tempting us, and it's bucketed into those three things: a hunger, a might, and a wealth. John the Evangelist, in his epistle, called temptations in the world lust of the eyes, lust of the body, and pride of life. So how can we work toward controlling these temptations? First, we need to recognize that we are being tempted. John 1:14 says, but each person is tempted when they are dragged away from their own evil desires. The second thing we must do is leave the situation causing that temptation. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape. A way of escape. And the last thing we must do is read our Bible, so the Word of God becomes embedded into our hearts and minds. We have to pray, fast, and meditate like Jesus did. Hebrews 4:12, and I'll leave you with this, says God's Word is living, active, and powerful. We just have to use it to face the temptations that come to us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for all that you do to help us through temptation. Please help us to stay in your word and use it to fight Satan and the evil he tries to put on us. We know that our Father is the source of our strength and ask that you let us not forget that, Lord. Lord, you know the individual things that tempt us, and we ask you to give us strength to recognize, leave, and rely on your word to fight it. Thank you for being the ultimate teacher and giving us the grace and love to overcome evil. Amen.